I haven't seen the movie yet, but if the soundtrack Trent Reznor doled out for it is any indication, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, version 2.0, is a winner. The track, a cover of The Immigrant Song, on the vocals is Karen O, of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. No soundtrack seems complete without her. And completing the soundtrack to your Wednesday evening is Shameless, here on 101.9 FM, CITR. I'm Jonathan Brown, with some good gigs to tell you about, some good music to tell you about, and best of all, I'm in the company of a good friend, good colleague, Mr. Ankundi. How's it going over there?
It's going well, and a privilege and a treat. Thank you for having me so much on this show.
I like to call you the best of both worlds.
You know what? I really enjoyed that take there. I'd like to call it, I guess, a new take on an old classic.
Yeah, a bit of Reznor, a bit of Zeppelin.
Might have liked to hear him do a slightly lesser-known Zeppelin song. Might have been interesting to hear that.
Yeah.
But quite interesting, and I think you're getting people into Zeppelin that might not have even really been into Zeppelin in the first place, which is a shame, but
it seems like a rite of passage. How can you like music and not like Zeppelin? How?
I'm as disgusted as you are.
Coming up on the show, you'll be doing a little feature for us. A debut of a new feature. No, the second round, actually, in a long, long time. The return of the Wacky Things Files, starring Ankundi. I'm excited for what you're going to produce.
I hope not to disappoint.
You can never disappoint. And also, we've been in conversation with a local chanteuse, self-made she is, who just put out her debut EP, Little Love Songs. She is Jody Deutsch, and we'll be delving into that EP track by track later on the program. But first, there's a good show coming up this Wednesday, next Thursday, actually, and it has me all a quiver, that show. Is Fits in the Tantrums at the Commodore. Here they are now with Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates fame, which you should of course know, with Picking Up the Pieces.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You don't know me. How?
phone calls on Shameless 101.9 FM CITR. One of my favorite bands running, sadly, calling it quits. But before they quit, they put out that album just to whet our appetites for something that we'll never hear again. True story, Aunt Cindy.
Little last hurrah. Last hurrah, if you will.
Indeed, indeed. However, in happier news, one of the coolest dudes east of the Rocky Mountains, hailing from Brooklyn, New York, will be playing Vancouver this time next week. When you go see his show, I suggest you check out his pants. He is Thelophilus London. He'll be at the Fortune Sound Club. And this is On His Own.
Journey starts beneath the stars, I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years, swept away the known. No, I'll run this town to be near you. No, gray skies ever turn blue. Slam it down like a domino and lay in the moss. I said today is a new day. I'm looking for new prey. I'm trying to survive. I'm trying to take in this loss. The clothes don't make the man. It's the man that makes the clothes. And if this war doesn't end, there's nothing left to fight. And I'll assure you, happy tonight. It's prominent. Well, up Sam, knock on the door. I tell him that I'm headed for the dock on the shore. Sailing away, are you coming with? Just pack for the stay, cause I'm finna get hit. The war don't end, there's nothing left to fight. And I'll assure you, happy tonight, that I stand alone. The journey starts beneath the stars, I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years, I swept away the known. Hey, hey. No, I'll run this town to be near you. No, gray skies ever turn blue. I stay.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Thank you.
not sure what you got going on this Friday night, but I have it on good authority that all the hip kids are going to be at the zoo shop, because those guys will be there. No boy.
What a shame. You know, I like that song a lot, but I think that there was, and maybe in just that particular version, a little bit too much
distortion
in the song, which really takes away from what is a beautiful song with
Indeed.
a lot of potential. So, I mean, a shame, but I would definitely like to hear more of their material.
It sounds very authentic. Like, it was recorded at a show they had done.
Right.
It's the vibe I get from it.
Right. And maybe they were going for that kind of rustic approach or feel to it, which does work from time to time.
Here and there. I like the rustic approach of Shameless, 119 FM, complete with Star Trek ambient noises. Hells yeah. Mr. Ann Kennedy will be coming up in about a half hour's time with the greatest segment known to man, the Wacky Things Files. Maybe you got a taste of what we can expect from you?
There is some Star Wars themed... There is a Star Wars themed story just for you.
Just for me?
Those lightsabers from Walmart, those plastic ones, they might be more there than meets the eye.
Moving along in the set, I do believe these guys, Cascadia, will be at that very same show. At the zoo shop. Offering this protection on Shameless.
touch of your lips. My heart is soaring, I can't ignore it. I've got a good feeling about this. So let me open the shutters to your heart. Don't hold back, give me everything you've got. Let me open the shutters to your heart. Don't hold back, give me everything you've got.
Let Me In is the first track off the debut EP from Vancouver singer-songwriter Jody Doige on 119 FM CITR. The show is shameless, and the cover is adorned with one of the nicest paintings I've seen in a long while. Also, the songs she wrote and performed live for the past year or more were recorded and mixed and mastered in a few studios around town. It's my pleasure to be in the company of Jody Doige herself, and I gotta know, what was the process to get this album recorded like?
Well, I was at Peak Performance Project, not last year, but the year before, I guess, 2009. And I was sitting there and I was watching on the big screen videos they had from all the people at the boot camp that they throw on. And I just looked at my friend, I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to record an album. I don't want to sit around and waste time anymore just thinking about it. I just want to do it, and I want to do it good. I want to hire a producer and hire musicians. And so I went to the bank literally a week later, and I emailed Winston Housechild, who produced the album and recorded it. He's like, yeah, sure. He had heard some of my stuff that I sent him, some older songs and demos and that kind of thing. And I got a loan, well, a line of credit. And in February, like two and a half months later, I took 2 weeks off work and we just went for it. Beginning to end, pretty much, well, except for the mixing and mastering, which took a little bit extra, but we just sat down and just plowed through it. And so it was kind of shocking to see it now finished after all that, and a year later almost, because then the whole process from beginning to end, obviously, to get it mixed, mastered, and pressed took a little bit longer than I had expected. But after a while, I just kind of let it be and just kind of let the process take over and not really worry about timing or anything. It just was ready when it was ready, and so it all worked out in the end.
What was your feeling when you opened up the box and saw these little lovely compact disc children smiling back at you?
Stress, actually, because I thought, oh God, okay, now I actually have to do something with them. I'm really excited. I'm when I look at it now, like you're holding it now, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. It's just, it's me, and if nothing ever happens, I'm with it again. I'm just happy to just see it in person, but I have good hope for it, so.
And you had a lot of material in demo and live cut form, I assume. How did they change, your songs change from that form to finally making it onto the EP?
I'm still astounded by what I hear on the album, because it's nothing like how I play the songs. Even now, when I play just solo acoustic, there are little bits that I took. You know, Winston, we sat and reworked a couple things, just tempo-wise and that kind of thing. And of course, there's a full band on here, so each song is just whole new, just brought it to life, and it just was beyond anything I expected, because I went to him and I said, I have these songs and, you know, I have some ideas, but he really just took it and gave it like so much character, and I'm really excited for how they sound, and I can't wait to have the chance to play them live how they are in there, because it's just so fun and so full of energy. And I always tell people, if you hear me live, you're going to hear this album and you're not even going to recognize the songs, because they're so just beyond what I thought they were going to be.
Track one, Let Me In. What's the story behind that one?
It's about my boyfriend, and I wrote it just after we started dating, which was a year ago, I guess. And to sort of backtrack, the writing process for me is never really intentional. It's very sort of organic, and it just sort of comes out of nowhere, I guess you could say. So that song, I guess I was just in a really good place and really happy with how things were going with him, and I just wrote a happy love song. I've never written anything that positive before, so that was different for me. And everyone, it just sort of became like the hit. When people hear it, they say it gets stuck in their head, and you know, they can hear it, you know, on radio or on a TV show or something. It kind of has that more pop feel, I guess, which I also think it's kind of country though too. There's like this weird mix, so that's kind of embarrassing for my boyfriend, but I like to share the story.
Show Symphony and answer the door enough, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that leads to track two, Drummer in a Band.
Drummer in a Band is inspired by a dream I had about a local drummer, and there's only a handful of people who know who this person is, and maybe one day I'll reveal who it is. I've met this person, I've seen them play in town live. I'm sure if people guessed enough, they would guess who it was, but a couple years ago, I was hanging out with this group and met this drummer, and that's sort of what inspired the song. And the song was kind of a joke, because it's kind of country and it's twangy, and it's kind of I didn't think it was to share exactly, but then friends really liked it, and Winston really liked it when I was going through my tracks, and we just decided to put it on there. And I'm glad it sounds really cool. I really like it now, and it's really fun to play, so it's got some attitude.
Any jealousy between tracks one and two, perhaps?
Oh, yeah. Not jealousy, maybe. I just get made fun of a lot.
I love the drummer in a band. He buys his clothes second hand. When he gets his mind's far away. Holding hands, me.
And then moving on to track number 3, Hollow Heart, a darker track of the set.
Darker. That one's a bit older. That's from about 4 years ago. And only now can I, when I look at the lyrics, I kind of understand where it came from. But at the time, I didn't really. But looking back now, it is kind of about being in a relationship with someone who's just not happy with themselves or their life, really. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of talking about, you know, I try and make you smile, but, you know, it doesn't work, and I can't be in... I need to break free of this cycle and just sort of... So it is darker, but the song itself is kind of fun at the same time because the beat and everything is just really kind of more of a rock tune, I think, and just can have a lot of fun with it.
It's good for catharsis, I'd assume.
Yes, exactly. I see you bopping your head.
And that leads us to track number 4, Look at Us.
Oh, yes. Again, a song I didn't really intend to write, which I was just playing around on the guitar and had this pretty tune. And I guess in the end, it's just kind of about your past and just kind of... I say it's because last year was my 10-year high school reunion. And... just with Facebook and everything and being able to see everyone kind of transcend being a teenager and into adults and having kids and seeing who's getting married and all that kind of stuff and how personally, I feel like those archetypes from high school still exist in our adult world today, like the jocks and the popular people, and how we don't really move on from that whole era of our lives ever, even though we think we do, and the world is more fair on the outside. But that's kind of just what it's about. It's just sort of taking a look at that whole environment that we were in and how we've changed. And it's a really pretty song, and we've got my friend Jenna plays violin on it, and it's just very whimsical, and there is sort of a deeper meaning behind it. So
I've often felt the world is just one big high school. Did you go to your reunion?
No, I couldn't. I was out of town, but I really have weird imagination, but I always thought high school was sort of like a government testing facility. They must. I mean, there's just so much hordes of information you could gather from high schools and cameras everywhere, but we'll never know, I guess.
Well, I do feel that Facebook killed the high school reunion. This is as far as I could tell.
It did, right? Because why do you need to see these people face to face? And I'm pretty sure, well, when I saw photos of the actual reunion, it was typically just the people that I was friends with through Facebook anyways, so no one shocking or surprising showed up that you thought was dead or something.
Made it out just fine. sitting here with singer-songwriter Jody Doidge on Shameless 101.9 FM, CITR. We've been looking track by track at your debut EP, A Little Love Songs, and now we come to the title track, almost, A Little Love Song. What is the story behind this one?
I think this is the simplest song of them all, because there's no real connection personally, except for the fact that I wrote it. And it was just more of a fun idea, just to write a song about a song, and the song having sort of a personality and a message, and the song being the subject in the song, and just sort of, it's just a love song. It's just about waiting to find, you know, the person you're looking for, and when that finally happens, you know, you can sort of release all the love you've been holding on to. And that's sort of, there's some metaphor in the song that talks about that. So, and recording it was really fun. There's a little nod to the Beatles in there with the bass line and a little bit of the style. We did some Abbey Road keys. Literally, I think it was like Abbey Road keys from on the computer that you could pick. And so yeah, it was fun, and the recording for that was a lot of fun, because Darren Paris, who played bass, just really went for it, and he had a Hofner bass and everything, which apparently, I guess, is what Paul McCartney played, and just, he's like, oh, just let me get it, and, you know, these hired musicians, these guys are just phenomenal, like, they just pick up the song, like, in a couple days, and then they just lay down these tracks, like, so that was really awesome to see. I was like, I couldn't even, like, handle how good they were.
It's like watching your children graduate school.
Oh, I had a friend comment just recently, another local musician, Colin Rink, who I saw him last night at Trees, or Friday night at Trees, downtown on Granville, and I gave him a CD, and he wrote me this really nice email saying, well, this is what I really liked about it all, and he said, "What the album and the package itself is really unique, and I really wanted to be personal and just be, people can take home a piece of me, and that's what it's force. I hope you enjoy it.
I know I will. Do you suppose in the future that the Little Love Songs EP could lead way to an LP of some kind?
I would love to. I've been writing like mad lately, and I'm just new songs, and I'm really excited about them. That's the dream, right? Like to find some amount of success so that you can continue doing it, because music just, that speaks to me, and it's just always been a part of me, and yeah, I have so many ideas already, but only time will tell. I mean, I'm sure I could always take out another loan and do another one, but maybe in a few years. But yeah, I'm really excited with the new stuff I've been writing, so hopefully one day.
Perhaps we could hear some rough cuts on a Bandcamp or something. Where could people find you online, they choose to do so?
Yes, I'm currently working on a Bandcamp website. Actually, I just signed up. Anyone can email me, and I'd be happy to send a copy of the album. It's jody.doidge@gmail.com. J-O-D-I period dot D-O-I-D-G-E, Dodge with an I, @gmail.com. And I'm happy, like, I just want people to hear it, so I just want to share it as much as I can. I have a website, too, and you can check that out. It's just jodydeutsch.com, and yeah. And I'm planning sort of for an official release, as I do a quotation mark, for January 31st, so I'm aiming to have things set up online to sell it and that kind of thing, so by the end of the month. So I'm working hard.
Maybe some shows planned?
Trying to book some shows. Right now I'm just got Trees again on February 2nd, and maybe there's a place called The Yard in town that's run by Vancouver City Limits, possibly doing a show there in early March. I will be posting that stuff online as well as they come up, so hopefully looking to do some shows in Victoria and here with some friends too.
Well, thanks for this chat opportunity.
Thank you for coming over to my house.
Spent 43 minutes, packed my life in a van. I kissed my mama goodbye and I shake the old man's hand. Yeah. Hit the road, I'm gone. Blacked out the windows, put guitars on the wall. I got a room to crawl into and a window to watch the fall. Ain't no problem at all. Main Street, downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street, downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. I left my home, but I must survive. Left my home. Home's where I have arrived. East of the cross, other side of town, I hailed from the ditch, but now I'm always around. Give me a call, yeah, I'll be there. Farming on the weekend by the summering lake, I follow my ears, see them hippies shake. Hula hoop. Roll out of skate. Main Street, downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street, downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. I left my home, but I must survive. Left my home. And home's where I have arrived. Main Street, downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street, downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street, downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Main Street, downtown, back to the drive. Bistros, lattes, girls and guys. Hey! Left my home, but I'ma survive. Left my home, but home's where I have arrived.
Recorded in his own makeshift studio in East Vancouver, Ross Fairburn off his self-produced Acoustic Salutations. That was Where I Have Arrived on 101.9 FM CITR Shameless. I bring that particular track to your attention because he is the roommate of Miss Jody Deutsch. Huge pleasure to talk to her earlier. But that was then, this is now, and now is time for Dun Dun Dun.
The government denies the existence of this next segment. But here it is anyways. This is WTF, the Wacky Things Files.
Ah yes, the Wacky Theme Files. Well, Jonathan, apparently the Force is strong in this one. Yes, even Jedis have bad days. Police in Portland, Oregon were alerted to a disturbance in the Force Wednesday night after a man allegedly went on a rampage with a plastic lightsaber at a local Toys R Us store. Now get this, the officers arrived at the scene and attempted to take the suspect into custody, but the man continued to swing the lightsaber and continually yell incoherent statements. One officer attempted to use a taser, but was rendered ineffective due to the man who was able to actually break the wires through the use of the lightsaber. Plastic lightsabers! Stopping a taser.
Who knew?
Apparently quite more powerful than we all thought. Moving on, a middle school is in hot water and may have their season canceled after their team lost 100-2. Yes, there are routes. There are blowouts. And then there are epic one-sided losses that would make the likes of Woody Hayes blush.
You'd think you'd get rid of the other team, the one that lost. Just put them out of their misery. Not the one that won.
Pikeville versus Kemper Elementary Middle School. So apparently, Joe Davis's Pikeville's crew raced out to a 70-0 lead at halftime, which he urged the team to stop playing defense. Cut the half-court press. Just kind of let anything go. Kemper is a small school. There's only 180 students. And the team has 11 players on the squad.
I would think you'd score that much during a practice. It's like there was not even another team on the court, which makes it even sadder when you think of it that way.
But, when it was 70-0, did they really have to keep playing the game? I mean,
you can mount a comeback.
So there's a little bit of hot water. Some people don't like that. There's a lot of criticism for racking up a 98-point victory in a preseason tournament nonetheless. But the teams were playing in the same bracket. So, hard times for Kemper. And another man in Georgia by the name of Billy Hyatt was fired for refusing to wear a symbol he says represents the devil. You see, down at Barry Plastics Corporation, pardon me, workers are encouraged to wear a sticker on their helmet to symbolize the amount of days without an accident.
Right.
Well, when the number of days without an accident approached 666, Billy Hyatt desperately urged not to be forced to work that day, to get the day off or whatever, claiming that 666 is the mark of the beast. When he refused to show up at work, he was promptly fired. Now, I do have an audio clip, but there is some technical difficulties. It's not really loading.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that, but
it's all good.
That's what I've got for now. Thoughts, theories, questions, comments?
I definitely would have fired the dude, too.
For not wanting to wear the symbol?
Yes.
Really?
Or would have caused an accident that would have gone it back to one.
I don't know. I'm not really big on the whole superstitions thing. I mean, would you, avoid the black cat, avoid the breaking of mirrors, or walking underneath ladders? Are you one of those characters?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you came up to me and said, I don't want to come to work because of this, I'd push someone off a ladder and be like, there we go. It's all good now.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah. I'd do that for you, Ank. I would maim someone for you.
Thank you so much. So that's your Wacky Things Files for, I guess, January 11th, 2012.
I look forward to what the rest of the year brings.
I hope it continues.
Moving on, the musical realm. I've made an interesting discovery lately in the world of Toronto hip-hop. This man is named Mr. E, and he wants to tell you what it feels like on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Like smoking something green and coming up with something on my drum machine with the funky theme. I feel like rappers suck, like they're drinking bubble tea, but once I'm in your cup, hopefully you'll get a chunk of me. Haven't made it yet, still freaking the funk for free, but to me, when I'm on stage, my life is luxury. Don't got a deal, so I don't deal with the subtleties of the record companies always trying to fuck with me. I feel like I don't need an exec to represent me, cause I can represent myself until the keg is empty. Evidently, I can't promote myself correctly, consequently, your stereo has never met me. Staying down to the ground like sediment
elementary. In my world, rapping and money are separate entities. $10 a CD, $100 a show. Maybe one show a month means I'm getting no dough. So it makes me feel like I should have stuck with education, but time was wasted. I was running out of patience, couldn't deal with any lecture. I sit in class jamming in my head, dreaming of pearls like Eddie Vedder. Cause I feel like, it's what I feel like, it's what I feel like, it's what I feel like, right? What I feel like, it's what I feel like. Because I feel like doing what I'm doing is pursuing what I feel like. It's what I feel like, it's what I feel like, just what I feel like, right? What I feel like, it's what I feel like. Because I feel like doing what I'm doing is pursuing what I feel like.
I feel like eating a pound of spicy chicken wings, then I'll wash them down with a green bottle liquid drink. That's what I feel, that's the meal that I'm picturing. But first I'll drop an ill track for real people listening. I feel like being the best rapper I can, who's never bagged up a gram or held a gat in his hand. Don't have many a fan, but I mastered a plan to get the people dancing to jams, clapping their hands all in unison. Mystery back up on the music tip. A lot of people hold the mic and don't know what to do with it. Now I can show ya, instruct the grooviness, or I could just throw ya off like a moving pitch. Can't get your bat on it. Will I catch a beat and rap on it? Sicker than somebody spewing black vomit. It's been a minute since I filled line pages, but I feel like there's no time to take a hiatus.
It's what I feel like. Just what I feel like. Just what I feel like. Just what I feel like. That's what I feel like. It's what I feel like. It's what I feel like. Just what I feel like. Right? What I feel like. It's what I feel like. Because I feel like doing what I'm doing is pursuing what I feel like. Just what I feel like. It's what I feel like. Just what I feel like. Right? What I feel like. It's what I feel like. Because I feel like doing what I'm doing is pursuing what I feel like.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
By day, Cameron Reed is a mild-mannered man. By night, he's one half of Babe Rainbow on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR. And Babe Rainbow is doing a show at the Waldorf next Saturday with this dude hailing from Montreal. He is Dion.
Thank you. jocks were all tricks. She said I was a girl you could fix. In 1987 we had 4 months in heaven, but then you said you had to leave. I can't keep doing this. I'll wait till 1988. But it wasn't you, it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
I highly approve what's going on with that. Young Liars, playing the Waldorf on the 19th. That was a Teen D's remix of Colors.
That song makes me want... It takes me back to when I was 18. It makes me want to chew gum, drink lots of water, and wear obnoxiously bright colors to be 18 again.
I'd like to meet that Aunt Kundi. I'd like to shake his hand.
He was a blast. But no, it's a nice song. Very, I think that that's the kind of song that you could start your day with. You know, like you're eating your cornflakes, you're mildly disgruntled about 7:30 in the a.m. or whatever it is, it's dark outside. You fire up some Young Liars, suddenly things don't seem so bad.
That's beautiful.
Far-fetched or no?
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice track.
Thanks again for your Wacky Things files, too.
Not a problem.
I look forward to hearing them in 2 weeks' time. Although perhaps now is not the time for goodbyes.
Why is that?
There's a few more tracks we can fit in.
Nice.
I do want to say we played Summer Camp before that. Those crazy Britpop kids from their latest. Welcome to Summer Camp. The track, 1988. Speaking on this time theme, what was 1988 Aunt Kundi like? I gotta know.
3 years young. Rocking the cassette tapes. Dick Tracy would have been 89, 90. Home Alone. Those are my early memories. 88 Aunt. I would have been 3. I was quite young. What about 1988 Jonathan? How would he have been?
He'd have been 6.
Yeah.
He'd have been doing his homework like a good kid. Big fan of Nintendo and Transformers. Still am. Still am.
Of course.
Probably a big TNG fan. Star Trek, 1 year old.
Right, right, right. No, 1988 would have been an interesting time, but I'm afraid I would have been a little bit too young.
So speaking of 2012, Aunt Kundi and Jonathan Brown, we go to lots of shows. We party hard. Big time. Good show came at the Biltmore on the 20th, all the way from Boise, Idaho. This is Youth Lagoon on Shameless. 101.9 FM, CITR.
Thank you.
And so concludes another edition of Shameless on 119 FM CITR. Stay tuned for Folk Oasis with Val. Thanks to Jody Deutsch and Hank.
And thank you for having me, Jonathan.